you are passionate about your job, it would be accurate for you to want to spend as much time working as you can. But to what point is this true? Dr. Laura George's research shows that no matter how much you love your occupation, taking regular breaks is necessary to keep on seeing your job as enriching and consequently being productive. George's research has also shown how people who adopt modern technologies like email tend to end up working all the time. Funnily enough, technology's initial purpose when being introduced to the workplace was to bring us more leisure time. As there is no way of working that appeals to everybody, whether it is commuting to the office or having your own workplace at home, companies are considering how to help people feel happy in their job. Even some of them are reconsidering the office and if it is needed at all.
As Dr. George explains, the COVID-19 outbreak has made society follow the government's guidelines that implied changes to avoid commuting and stay at home. In today's economy, the output and the quality of our labor have gained importance over the number of hours we sit at the office. But working at home, lines between work and leisure are blurring. Furthermore, people have to deal with the challenge of laboring surrounded by families and other members of the household. Because of this all, organization is a basic task, not for employees, but for leaders. Regarding the future work, we won't be back to the pre-COVID standards, as remote work or flexible hours have proven to be a win-win, both for employees and organizations and society as a whole.
According to a 2018 survey, 30% of full-time employees claim that they work on weekends and holidays. The COVID-19 crisis has even worsened the situation, and clear limits between work and leisure time can get workers confused. Although many people can find that extra flexibility motivating, the research points out a completely different story, highlighting the negative impact on intrinsic motivation that this way of organizing work might cause. The researchers shed light on a possible way to solve this conflict, because they managed to keep their intrinsic motivation working on weekends by reframing time off as work time.
According to a study with US employees, people who work on weekends as opposed to working only Monday through Friday are less intrinsically motivated to work. Although other factors might influence workers' intrinsic motivation, such as weekly work hours or education level, further analysis show that these factors are irrelevant and the correlation between working on weekends and intrinsic motivation remains unvaried. Other studies with adults working on weekends and students studying during school holidays bore the same results. People are less intrinsically motivated to work during their free time. In one of these studies, for instance, some students were reminded that they were working on a federal holiday, while others were not. The ones who were reminded on the holiday showed less motivation to study than the others.
The main reason why working during time off undermines intrinsic motivation lies with our tendency to categorize time either for work or for pleasure. This mindset leads workers to a conflict between expectations and reality. The final consequence is a loss of engagement and meaningfulness at work. A technique has been developed to cope with this problem when working during time off is unavoidable. It's called relabeling time as work time, which implies telling yourself that the time you spend working is work time instead of leisure time.
Concerning motivation at work, it should first be noted that it can be both intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic motivation refers to finding work inherently meaningful, for instance, whereas extrinsic motivation implies receiving a salary or supporting a family, among others. Some research has proven extrinsic motivation to be insufficient to keep people content with their jobs, and that intrinsic motivation is definitely needed. Working during time off has a negative effect on intrinsic motivation to work. The takeaway presented is clear. The moment when we work is almost as important as the task we accomplish. For that reason, it is crucial that managers learn how to keep their teams motivated, especially in times of pandemic when remote work is a burden with additional demands on their time. What is more, managers should be aware of how much working during time off can undermine their team's productivity and engagement. So the best option is to encourage workers to completely avoid it.
What does going to work actually mean nowadays? Well, it can be heading to the office, putting on a uniform to start your shift, just staying at home connected to your computer, or even riding on a bike to deliver food. Companies have started to adjust the ways we work, from working at home every day to working longer condensed hours during certain weekdays. It is convenient both for employers and employees. As a study carried out in call centers by the University of Oxford together with BT reveals, people are 13% more productive when happy. Happier employees worked faster and therefore sales became higher.
The gig economy involves jobs that use online platforms in which self-employed workers choose which tasks to do and they are paid for each piece of work done. This allows these workers to have more flexibility in the amount of work to do and the time spent in doing it. However, this freedom is not without risks. There is a higher possibility that these workers find themselves out of work without any benefit. They also lack the legal protection and security that any employee has, and they are more exposed to a potential decrease in their income.